The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their names and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their names, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their names. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom, come out to meet him." Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their names. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our names are going out." But the wise said, replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and for you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they were off to buy it, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." Gospel of the Lord. "I do not know you." This is not the first phrase quote in this parable. Another occasion, this is said in another parable, when the door was closed and the people came and said, "Lord, open the door for us, because we eat together. We were together, pray together before." And the master inside the house says, "I do not know you." Is it really God doesn't know us? Surely God knows us. But why he said this? Because we are not ready always. That's why be vigilant always in prayer. And that's the teaching of the parable. When Jesus said, "I do not know you," means by the time we meet him, we are dressed. What kind of dress? Charity. When there's no love, there will be no God in us. So when we meet Jesus, our heart is not pure. We cannot be in the kingdom. This kingdom is love, always. Just Jesus teaching his life, 9 days, all his life. No matter where he goes, always be kind to people, open heart, ready to forgive, 70 times 7. And that's the way. Jesus' way is our way. When we are not living his way, we are lose way. You lose our way. Go astray. That means to say, "I do not know you." It's serious. Don't think that God is kind. It's truly God is kind. But it doesn't mean we have to be loose ourselves. We have to be strict on the teaching of Jesus. He expects little things for us. Just live well every present moment with love, not hatred. Be serious to what we are doing whenever we are doing the will of God. When you attend Mass, be serious. When you go to the market, be serious, but playful, with heart. Not only pray with heart. That means that when we pray with heart, then we live with heart. If prayer, you have low heart, how can you say you live your life with heart? That's what St. John in his first letter says. When you do not love that you can, the people can see, how can you say that you love God that you cannot see?